Bridging Culture Worldwide, Special Saturday Briefing for Saturday, June 27, 2026. This paper defines the national security interests at stake, sets forth the architectural requirements enabling democratic AI deployment, and positions the United States as the democratic nation best positioned to lead and coordinate the delivery of a complete solution. AI deployment without governance infrastructure. The national security threat inside America's AI leadership. Why frontier leadership without deployment governance infrastructure is an incomplete and vulnerable strategy. Kenneth Herforth, Founder and Chief Executive Officer, Onder LLC, June 2026. Abstract. This paper is submitted in direct response to Executive Order Promoting Advanced Artificial Intelligence Innovation and Security, signed June 2, 2026, and specifically to the mandate under Section 2E, directing the Director of the Office of Management and Budget to determine within 30 days whether any federal grant programs have available funding that can be directed toward applicants developing advanced AI vulnerability detection. To lead artificial intelligence, a nation must lead on two tracks simultaneously. Effective and complete AI leadership requires both. Track 1 is the production capacity of the AI era, frontier model development, hyperscale data center infrastructure, the energy supply that powers it, and the semiconductor design that makes it possible. Track 1 investment produces the AI that the world deploys. Track 2 is the infrastructure AI deployment runs on. The governance infrastructure that makes frontier AI capability safe, accountable, and absorbable by the enterprises, governments, and critical infrastructure operators it is meant to serve. Track 2 investment produces the infrastructure that makes what Track 1 builds deployable responsibly, with auditability and traceability, with security spanning agent identity, human-declared authority, and continuous vulnerability detection, and on terms that protect the institutions and citizens it serves. That infrastructure encompasses the full security architecture. AI deployment requires verified agent identity, human-declared authority over every AI system and corpus, active vulnerability detection at the deployment layer, and quantum-secure cryptographic integrity that makes every governance record, authority declaration, and identity attestation verifiably trustworthy over time, resistant to both current and emerging computational threats. The United States leads Track 1. Every major democratic economy has enacted or advanced deployer liability frameworks. None has built the infrastructure stack that makes those frameworks satisfiable at the deployment layer. The asymmetry is a market gap revealing a consequential national security vulnerability the AI era has already produced, compounding in real time, invisible to the enterprises and agencies accumulating it, and converging with forces that make its resolution increasingly urgent. Six forces are converging simultaneously at the deployment gap. Courts establishing deployer liability across multiple dimensions simultaneously. Supreme Court's March 2026 denial of certiorari in Toller v. Perlmutter, leaving standing the requirement that human creative authority be present and traceable in any AI production chain claiming copyright protection. The Workday and UnitedHealth cases establishing that enterprises deploying AI for consequential decisions carry liability independent of their vendors' design choices. And the $1.5 billion Bartz v. Anthropic settlement establishing the financial scale of AI copyright exposure, with secondary liability implications for every enterprise deploying models trained on unverified content. Insurers withdrawing coverage for ungoverned AI deployments, pending the existence of governance data sufficient to make underwriting possible. A fragmented regulatory landscape creating compounding compliance obligations without resolving the underlying governance gap. The European Union AI Act and Korea AI Basic Act imposing binding deployer liability with extraterritorial reach, alongside more than a dozen U.S. states enacting inconsistent AI-specific legislation, with NIST providing governance guidance without enforcement infrastructure. Capital flowing overwhelmingly to the supply side, leaving deployer-side governance infrastructure effectively unfunded as a category. Deployers structurally unprepared to govern what they are deploying, producing governance theater rather than operational governance. The technical convergence of AI deployment scale with the quantum cryptographic transition deadline, a present tense threat compounding every other force on the same timeline. This paper examines each force, their convergence, and the national security condition their combined pressure produces in the absence of Track 2 governance leadership. It further examines why the United States is uniquely positioned among democratic nations to coordinate and lead that governance, why the structural coordination limitations evidenced by the dissolution of the European sixth-generation FCAS fighter jet program are instructive on the limits of multilateral governance without federal leadership, and what Track 2 leadership architecturally and organizationally requires. The paper concludes with a framework of architectural requirements that any AI deployment governance infrastructure must satisfy to enable democratized AI. The capability for enterprises, governments, and citizens to deploy AI on their own constitutional and sovereign terms, governing their own corpus by their own declared authorities, preserving corporate and individual sovereignty within their applicable constitutional and legal framework, rather than surrendering that sovereignty to centralized state-controlled infrastructure. These requirements address the national security vulnerability this paper establishes, enable satisfaction of international regulatory obligations and domestic state compliance requirements as operational byproducts of governed deployment, and define the deployer-side capability that advanced AI vulnerability detection requires to be effective at the point of use. BCW Client Spotlight. Onder.ai. Onder.ai is an enterprise AI governance company building IPX, an IP transaction ledger that sits between an organization's AI governance office and its live AI systems. In plain terms, the enterprise declares its policy, legal, regulatory, and ethical boundaries once, and IPX enforces that framework on every AI output, at AI speed and at scale. What makes it different is standing. Onder treats AI governance as a corporate governance function with the same weight as financial controls, not a compliance layer added on top of deployment. Boards and executive leadership set the boundaries, the AI governance office defines the framework, and IPX implements and operates it. Whatever governance structure a company already has flows into IPX through the same interfaces. Any organizational design, same IPX interface. The payoff for the enterprise is evidence on demand. Every governance decision, authorization, and AI output is written to a tamper-evident ledger, so regulatory compliance proof and audit response become a query, not a fire drill. The system also surfaces governance drift, where deployments collectively start exceeding declared parameters, before it becomes a liability. Bridging Culture Worldwide is engaged with Onder.ai on its growth and market positioning, with an investor and enterprise lens on a category, AI governance infrastructure, that is moving from optional to mandatory. Onder.ai. Govern your enterprise AI at AI speed. Most companies can deploy AI in weeks. Almost none can prove, on demand, that every AI decision stayed inside the rules their board set. Onder.ai, SIPX closes that gap. It turns your AI governance policy into enforcement on every output, with a tamper-evident ledger that makes audit and regulatory response a query instead of a scramble. If your AI is already in production and your governance still lives in slides, let's talk. Contact Don Southerton, dsoutherton@bridgingculture.com. End of briefing.